potentially want to leave those guys out there in that fourth quarter?
Yeah, just to play. Yeah, just to watch some guys. And, you know, we put Delonte in particular in a tough situation because of Brandon. But, you know, we wanted to watch people in situations and see. And, I hadn't planned on Johan, but he was more aggressive. You know, we had a couple of big turnovers, and that's that got him in there. And he did well. I wanted to stretch out Jeff. I mean, what minutes wise, I think it went close to. I didn't. Weezy wanted to play more, but I had in mind playing Weezy around 18, and we got him up to 20. But I wanted to stretch Nick out. I wanted to stretch Luke out. We wanted to look at Delonte a little bit in two. Which, you know, we got a chance to look at him at one and two. I probably wanted a few more minutes for Kurt than I got. My intent was for Kurt and Robert to get all the minutes. But in general, it was good. We're night and day. We're playing. These two games have been night and day better than we've been playing, so that's encouraging. Obviously, we've had two horrible fourth quarters. But, you know, even within the fourth quarters, we made one we just got outscored right from the beginning. Both nights were similar, actually. Lost the lead, came back. So they were, I'm really happy with the way we're competing. We're still making, you know, way too many mistakes to win. I mean, we lost Martell Webster all night. So, I mean, you know, it's the first thing everybody puts on the board when we played him, and we never got a handle on LaMarcus. I mean, it's easy to say he's averaging 4 offensive rebounds a game or whatever he is, but it's hard to keep him off the glass. So, I mean, there were things we didn't do, but there were a hell of a lot of things we did well, which is encouraging.
Did you learn anything from that 5 that you had out there? You really put him in a pressure situation, had a chance to sort of win games. Did Johan rise up to the occasion, or did he fall to the ball?
No, I don't think it was either. I just think he played, he did some good things, he did some not so good things. It was just, I don't think it was any one guy. I mean, there were two huge offensive, well, three actually, because Brandon got one later. There were three huge offensive rebound baskets where somebody's got to come up with it. Not just the inside guys, because the one went out, you know, toward our bench out in the corner, like so one of the outside guys could dig that out. And we left Luke and Delonte too many times on Brandon in the paint without coming down and helping. So we, you know, there were a number of things that we did not do well, but you learn from not doing it well, and guys on the bench learn too. You don't learn as much when you're on the bench, but when they're sitting there watching and something happens and they don't do it, it's instructional too. So I mean, again, I'm just, again, compared to where we were at, we've had two, in my opinion, very good days. So I'm encouraged where we're going. We're also, I think, benefiting a little bit, obviously, from tightening up and playing, playing particular guys. So we'll get a chance to, hopefully, Jelly's okay, but we'll get a chance to, look at some other people, maybe not different people, but look at the rotation a little bit differently on Friday. That'll be interesting. I don't know. I think he did something. I'm not sure what it was, but he came out of one timeout holding his wrist. I'm not sure. I don't know if he's going for X-rays or not, or whether he just went. So I'm not sure. But I thought he did something to a wrist or something.
How do you think Jelly played tonight?
I thought he played at times very well, and other times, you know, he was some good, some bad. You know, I mean, ran the floor well. I thought he was good squaring up and shooting it. He needed to, you know, do a better job finding Brandon Roy a couple times. We wanted him on Brandon Roy, and he kept finding Travis Outlaw. I mean, sometimes in transition you can't control that, but that was not good. And a couple of, you know, times could have been stronger with the ball. But, you know, in general, getting thrown in, I'm sure he wasn't expecting to get thrown in. So, he did some good things.
Is that something you're going to have to learn how to defend? If there's a big guard like Roy taking you guys down and scoring?
Well, no, we need to do it better. But when Damian's in the game, it ain't going to happen like that either. So, I mean, with the guys we had, part of it was the guys we had in the game. And, you know, with Kevin also, we can put length on a guy like that. It might not be good from a strength standpoint, but we can, two of the options that, gee, take care now, all right? I'm doing well, man. Take good, all right?
Thank you, sir.
Be good. I just, you know, we played pretty small and pretty not physical. I mean, really, you think about it, Earl would be an option on Brandon if somebody gets going like that. Damian would certainly be an option. And Kevin, I think, can be an option because of his length. And, you know, he can move his feet and stay in front of people. So, in reality, three of the guys who, in a normal situation, we might put on him. Well, I'm not saying they're going to lock him up. But Brandon Roy's a hell of a player. But we kind of we left Delonte out there a little bit, but also wanted to see. I think Delonte's a good defender, and one of the things was to put him at two. That's what we're going to see. I mean, if we're talking about playing him at two, that's what we're going to see. So it was instructional for us too. And it's not one chance. It ain't like we're never going to put Delonte on a good two again or a strong two late in the game. I mean, he also blocked a couple. He did some good things. But we found out some more about different guys tonight, which is good.
The last play for Wally, both two of those designed for Wally.
First one was designed for Nick. If Wally had broken clean, it was, in fairness to them, it was a 20-second timeout, drawing a play that they hadn't practiced before. Somehow Johan got, we ended up with a second guy in the mix, which wasn't good. It wasn't a great play either. Yeah. We were trying to get Nick, and LaMarcus happened to be covering him, so it's not a good idea to begin with, but our execution wasn't good either. But again, part of the thing is who can look at a play, and we do some other things up that they did well. We also do some other things that they didn't do well. So we're kind of learning. Sometimes it's not a good play. Sometimes it's some guys may not be able to look at a 20-second timeout. Good luck.
Take care.
Sometimes there are some guys who can look at a play quick in 20 seconds and go out and execute it, and there's other guys who maybe can't. So we have to continue to find that out. But I don't think that was a good play by me. But we still ended up. Johan ended up down there with his guy too, which it shouldn't have been. It should have been just two people there. Not saying we were in good shape because it was Lamarcus and Nick, but I liked our chances better than with four people there.